Welcome back. The beginning of each year is when this programme interviews the leaders of the political parties in the Dáil. In 2026, we're starting with Aonthu leader Padraig Tobin, who joins me now in studio. Padraig Tobin, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
When you were in the studio this time last year, you said that you wanted to work with every political party in the Dáil to try and form alliances and get things done. And yet at the same time, you derided Fine Gael in government, branded Fianna Fáil a hollow husk of a party, and claimed the Sinn Féin leadership was out of touch with its members. How can you form an alliance when you're slagging everyone off?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is speak the truth. And I think actually people see that in Aonthu. Aonthu is the fastest growing political party in Ireland. We had the biggest increase of votes in the last general election. And in many ways, we're winning referendums, we're winning Dáil votes. Even other political parties are now starting to adopt our policies.
So they have to bend to you, is that it?
No, just for example, this week we had the Taoiseach Simon Harris issue a new statement on immigration. Word for word is practically the same as our policy for the last 6 years. In terms of other issues, we have really pushed accountability up the political agenda significantly in terms of government waste. That was not on the agenda before Aonthu came around.
I'm sure the government would disagree that they always try and look at their budget and spend it in the best possible way.
The National Children's Hospital, the bike shed, yeah. the WRC wall, the government has a long litany of wasteful expenditures, and we have put the pressure on them that nobody else has on those issues. Even the cost of living crisis. So for example,
Can I just bring you back to the alliance thing?
Because
sure. You have your policies and you advance them very articulately. But just over Christmas, like there seems to be a bit of a pattern there. That's what I'm trying to put to you. Over Christmas, you bemoaned the fact that the Sinn Féin leader wasn't in contact with you in an interview with the Irish Independent. Why should she talk to you when you are criticising both her leadership of the party? Why?
Well, first of all, I don't take any of this stuff personally at all. But when I see campaigns come up to Leinster House, really important campaigns that needs the support of all of the opposition political parties, and when I see one of those political parties exclude Aonthu or anybody else for narrow political reasons, which reduces the power of the campaign of those individuals, I think that's a mistake. I think we should be putting aside our narrow political issues when we have major human issues coming into Leinster House that we should all be getting behind. And it was literally frustration that I felt, unfortunately, for historical reasons or other reasons, people within Sinn Féin were playing politics with bigger campaigns than any of us.
Okay. One last question on this alliance. A big focus or a political focus in 2026 is going to be on that left alliance. Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, People Before Profit, Solidarity. Would you be able to work with that?
Well, first of all, I will say this. I do think some of that analysis is nearly 5 years old at the moment. And the reason why I say this is because the major change that's happened politically in Ireland in the last while is the growth of parties like Aonthu and Independent Ireland. So, like, 10 years ago, there was no space in terms of that type of political analysis in politics. Now there's 10, 11, 12% according to the polls at the moment. And actually, that left alliance among some of those political parties is actually starting to weaken and reduce in size. So the political momentum is not with that side of the political spectrum. But listen, we are very strong, first of all, on workers' rights. We are very strong on making sure there's collective bargaining, that when people work hard, they get a proper wage, that there's access to public housing and public health. So we would share a lot of that politics with many of those political parties. So absolutely, yes, we would be happy to work with those political parties on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, you mentioned workers there because you were at the Mercosur protest in Athlone yesterday opposing the deal. Have you adopted just one side of this debate about beef farmers? I mean, what about dairy farmers who might win? What about the pharma sector? What about services? What about whiskey producers? When you were arguing about Mercosur, why aren't you also talking about the benefits to that deal?
See, the problem is, first of all, is that Ireland is the most exposed country in the European Union to the Mercosur deal because of the fact that agriculture plays such a significant role in our economy, because so much of our society, rural Ireland, is dependent upon the healthy, functional agricultural sector. And, it's not just farmers that are under threat with regards to this particular deal. Like, there is hormones and antibiotics that are illegal in this country that have shown up in beef that has come in through Mercosur. And that means there's actually a threat to the health of actually Irish people here.
But they're going to double the checks.
So one of the things that we're going to do at the moment is we're going to contact every single MEP in the European Union to see can we persuade them to vote against this. We're going to talk to other civil society organisations to see can we actually develop a boycott against Mercosur beef and poultry coming into this country. And we're going to put pressure on the government. And it is deeply cynical. for Micheál Martin to flip-flop in the day before the actual vote in Europe on this particular issue. No energy or political capital was spent at all by Micheál Martin trying to persuade other European countries to vote against this. At the very least, Irish farmers should not be expected to compete against countries with a lower regulatory basis in terms of health and in terms of the environment.
Okay.
But that's what they're expected to do, which means they will lose out, which means that will be a cut to their income, which is bad for Ireland.
Part of this review relates to the last year. Last October, you said you were shocked and disgusted by racist and anti-Semitic messages, which appeared on a private WhatsApp group, but involved Ogra Ain't Two members. The Sunday Independent reported that 6 members were dismissed and 3 were under further investigation. What was the outcome of that investigation? And to a certain extent, why didn't your leadership know more about what was going on, given these were people who held office?
So first of all, Ain't Two is a Republican political party. We believe in the equality of everybody. We oppose discrimination on the basis of colour, creed, ethnicity or any other basis. Actually, we have many migrants who are a member of our party. We've stood migrants proudly for elections as well. As soon as we found out about this, and this was as a result of our investigation, this came to light as a result of our investigation initially. As soon as we found out about this, we acted swiftly and we removed those individuals from the party. Every single individual who was involved.
Is that all 9?
All 9 were removed from the political party. And that means there is no space in our organisation for that type of attitude. And I will say that differs from the other political parties, because once you have thousands of members, you will have different types of people in it.
Yeah.
And if you look at Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Sock Dems and Labour, many of those parties have suffered because of individuals doing wrong things. But they haven't acted as swiftly as we did in making sure that there is no space for that.
Okay.
And I think that separates us and differentiates us from those political parties.
Paddy Tobin, leader of Ain't Two, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime.
Good morning.